Never Separated from Jesus, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026. The text comes from Romans 8. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul does not say that bad things will never happen to us. In fact, he lists quite a few bad things that have happened to him and to other Christians. That is, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword. And these are terrible evils. And they scare me, and they should. But there's one evil that will never happen to us, and that is being left all alone with our suffering. Nothing can separate us from Jesus, who loves us and laid down his life for us. Since Jesus died and rose from the dead for us, we belong to him forever. And nothing can take us away from him. No suffering is strong enough to do that. No human rulers, no angelic or demonic forces, nothing. As Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. Jesus understands suffering. He is the one Isaiah described by saying his appearance was so marred, beyond human semblance, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Whatever suffering we bear, he is intimately acquainted with it and will help us bear it. And when it finally ends, Jesus will remain with us, closer than our own flesh and blood, our Savior, who is our love and our life forever. We pray. Dear Lord, keep me always with you. Amen.